When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States, of Mar-a-Lago, of the criminal courts of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, what a wild day today. How are you doing?
Not doing well, Texas. You know, I always show up and I say I'm doing so strongly. But they accused, and by the way, did you notice even this radical left fake jury didn't find me liable on rape? They basically said I never raped anyone. That's what that means. When they say you're not liable, it means you could never have raped anybody, sir. That's what they actually wrote in their jury paper. You know, they hand the paper to the fake judge, and the judge, I don't even know if that's what they thought. The judge might have lied. It might have said, innocent, not liable, great person, sir. And the judge, who's a Trump hater, as you know, might have just said something that was totally false. And I think we're going to look into that. In fact, I am urging all supporters, both Patreon and even the regular poor people who just listen to the show like real pieces of shit and don't support their president. We're even telling them that they can come and they should destroy peacefully. They should go to the judge's house and peacefully tear the house to the ground with peace and love, maybe even with love as well. We might even say peace and love. And if you want to be really great, throw harmony in. And then all of a sudden you have peace, love, and harmony, and hopefully total Armageddon along with it. So we'll see what this judge thinks on his... when he's homeless, or should I say a person experiencing homelessness, the way the radical left wants you to say it, right? He hasn't been a victim of arson. He's a piece of shit currently experiencing arson. How about that? Is that what the radical left wants? This is what they're going to get. They're going to get a whole lot of peaceful Trump from here on out. And how about, they call me defaming? As if I could ever not be famous. What a stupid crime that is. You're defamed. So, no, actually, I'm still famous. I'm still more famous than the whole courtroom combined, but that's okay. The point is, what about the jury? What about this so-called jury of my peers? And I don't know any of them, so I don't know why they're my peers. We never did anything together. But they say, jury of my peers, well, aren't they defaming me? Right? They're saying I did sexual assault, which I would never do. It's called consent. I would never do sexual assault. And now because of this jury, people think I do sexual assault. So I think they are defamed. So I am going to sue this jury, all of them.
Well, you did say on Access Hollywood or whatever that show was with Billy Bush that you grab women by the pussy. So wouldn't that be considered sexual assault?
No, tech stuff, I'm sorry. I didn't realize game was now a felony in our country. It's called game. And, you know, there's a doctrine. There's a very old legal doctrine. You wouldn't know this. You wouldn't know this, but I know the laws better than everybody. It's called don't hate the player, hate the game. And they want to hate the player. This is like basic law. They're hating the player, and they should be hating the game. If they want to hate, they shouldn't hate. We believe in peace and love and great strength. But if they want to hate, the list says you can hate the game. But right now, this is called player hating, which is punishable by death in some countries, by the way. You know, we're not one of those countries, but maybe we should be. How about juror number six? I'm sorry to tell you, but you've been charged with capital player hating. Welcome to lethal injection. Bye-bye.
It's a capital offense. It's federal.
Well, I think capital player hating might be a good episode title. How about that?
It is good. Now, Mr. President, I wanted to ask you a few things about this whole trial.
And by the way, we're never opening this up to non-perfect tens again. I thought we were doing something very patriotic. I don't even know who's not a perfect 10 here, but I thought there was going to be 100 people supporting their president. Maybe even more.
I mean, it was last minute for the Patreon. I was going to ask you.
You know what else was last minute tech stuff? A nasty sexual assault civil jury. That was also last minute. I didn't plan that, did I? And yet here we are. So how about that?
Well, I wanted to ask you, you called this for a live podcast tonight. Is there a giant announcement or what's the reasoning for, you know, usually we only do one a month for the Perfect Tens and you open up to all the Patreon Patriots. What's the occasion? Usually you're celebrating something.
Well, we rarely bring in a sort of war council, but I thought this was time. They're obviously going to do new lows to attack their president. And so obviously I want suggestions from our most loyal supporters, but also, if I'm being honest, can we go off the podcast record? I don't want them to hear this. Mute me. If you mute me, they can't hear it. So,
okay.
Am I muted?
You're muted.
Okay. Just make faces so our great patriots know that I'm strong. I kind of thought they'd support me and kind of lift me up. You remember Dirty Dancing when the big nose chick goes running down and Patrick Swayze lifted her up before he had strong statutory rape with her? I thought they'd do that for me. You know, I've had the time of my life in Bergdorf Goodman's, and I thought maybe they'd say, okay, we're going to support you. You know, remember when the Law and Order detective in that movie says nobody puts baby in a corner? Or he says, No, Swayze says it, and then the Law and Order guy says, I was wrong, and I say I was wrong. And that's kind of what I want America to do. Just look at me as I statutorily rape their daughter and say, I was wrong, and I say I'm wrong. And I've had the time of my life. But maybe they won't support me. Maybe they're just going to stand here and, you know, hope that I'll be this great, strong president that I always am, which I am, and I'll be that.
So you're taking no questions tonight, just words of support?
We can go through a couple of stories, and if people have questions, instead of questions, if they want to offer, remember when I did that round table when I was in the office and everybody said what a great honor it was to work for me?
Yes.
If people want to do that to pick up my spirit, even if they want to walk in by and say, here's why I'm thankful for making podcasts great again, sir. that might lift up my already strong spirits. And if they want to ask a question with that, if they want to ask a question, they can. But I think if they offer strong support, that would really go a long way.
Okay. Now, during this case, you had to do a deposition, and professionals on TV were talking and saying during a deposition, usually you answer three different ways. It's yes, no, I don't know. That's usually answer. And you decided
Is not going to be, excuse me. We know that I know everything. So I'm sitting and I can say, I don't know.
Oh, I know. It's yes, no, I don't remember. I'm sorry. Yes, no, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I have the greatest memory in the world. I remember person, man, cat, feces, urine, or whatever I said. Remember that? That was strong. That was memory. Yes. Called strong cognitive.
So you're supposed to just answer yes, no, or I don't remember. You're not supposed to really.
Remember we used to include maybe so there? Yes, no, maybe so. Whatever happened to maybe so? What the hell did they do to maybe so? Maybe so was strong. We liked maybe so. Also sounds like an Asian I used to date when I'd go to Korea on strong trips. Hello, this is maybe so. She'd like to give you sucky sucky. And okay, well, let's change maybe so to yes, definitely.
Why did you're not supposed to go into specifics or really talk during a deposition. You're just supposed to answer as brief as possible. Why did you go into explanations of different things? They said that was really bad for you. You shouldn't have done that.
You know, it was actually very good for me.
Okay.
So that's what I'll say. I don't run. We're not cowards. We're not weak. When you ask me a question, you're going to get an answer and you get the whole answer because I have to get the truth out there, and especially the truth social. But, you know, yes, scared people who are guilty, they'll say, yes, no, maybe, I don't know. Next question, Fifth Amendment. Now, when I have no guilt, I say I answer the questions. That's actually proof of innocence.
Well, it's just they can take everything that you say and twist it however they want in the court of law through the way they're going to give out the information. So the less information you give them, the less ammunition you give them to make you look silly.
Well, you know what? As a strong Second Amendment president, I can guarantee them some ammunition back, maybe even soon.
Okay. We do have breaking news. Yes.
Excuse me, peacefully.
Of course, always peacefully. It's always peacefully. Now, there's some breaking news. George Santos is being charged by the Justice Department. They say he's been accused of breaking campaign finance laws, violating federal conflict of interest laws, stealing cash meant for an Iraq war veteran's dying dog, masterminding a credit card fraud scheme, and lying about where he went to school and worked.
Well, I can tell you my VP shortlist for 2024 just got a lot shorter because we have a front runner. How about Trump Santos 2024? You know, and if you thought small gay Mike Pence was a gay VP, wait till you get a load of Santos.
Does he have a nickname yet, Santos?
Well, we call him Santos Claus because he always has a lot of white on his face, but that's not a beard.
Santos Claus. So you're thinking about putting him on the ticket with you?
Kind of a, you know, like a two of America's most wanted. Remember Tupac and Snoopy?
Tupac and Snoop Dogg. He's saying that you and George Santos would be the new Death Row Records.
Well, Jim Crow, come on, Tech. Have you ever heard the show? It's called Jim Crow Records. And yes, the answer is yes. So we're going to go very strong, very hardcore, and we're going to embrace the bad boy image. You know, you don't get more bad boy than.
So you don't want to sit out here with me?
Someone is on.
Just walk around.
The radical left. The radical left is trying to infiltrate.
Infiltrating.
He stole from a dog, like a dog, and I kind of like that. He stole from an Iraq war vet. He didn't steal from a veteran. He stole from the dog. Now all of a sudden, the dog has more rights than a president. Do you realize what we're talking about? A president is being found guilty in a court of fake law. And then
well, not
we
a
have
president.
A dog.
Isn't he a senator?
No, I'm talking about myself. And no, he's in the House of Representatives, tech stuff. It's called the House. And they're bringing charges because a dog had money stolen from it. What in the hell are we doing under Sleepy Joe? A dog, all of a sudden, can bring a case. Meanwhile, I'm getting convicted of sexual assault and defaming. And I didn't think that's a crime.
I'm sorry to hear that. One of your buddies is leaving Los Angeles, Scott Baio. Is there room for him in Mar-a-Lago? Because he is leaving LA. He said there is too many homeless people. It is dangerous for him and his family. And he is out. Have you sent him an invitation or a brochure of the different homes in Mar-a-Lago? What's going on with that?
Well, as much as I love Scott Baio, he can't afford to live or even rent at Mar-a-Lago. But he will be serving hors d'oeuvres at the next Mar-a-Lago function because it's called taking care of our own. So Scott Baio will be cleaning toilets and, you know, fixing the bidets and cleaning up after Roger Stone's wife. It's called jobs. It's called jobs and it's called loyalty. So we'll see what happens. But we love Scott Baio. Great guy, great conservative, great actor.
Big supporter of you.
A small supporter. He's not a big guy, but he's a small supporter. But, you know, big in heart. He tries.
Okay. Understood. So you wouldn't help him out? I mean, he spoke very highly of you. He was in the press a ton.
We have hired him at Mar-a-Lago as a... He is to mop up after Roger Stone's wife and hand out hors d'oeuvres at various parties.
I mean, I'm sure. How much is a house at Mar-a-Lago? I'm sure the house, a few million dollars? I think he sold his house for like almost $4 million.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realize that. Well, we'll hopefully be able to take him for everything he's worth then. We'll find him a spot for exactly $4 million.
Okay. That works then.
You know, him and Kid Rock,
yes,
both hooked up with Pam Anderson. Did you know that?
Yeah, two very, very, very different people.
Very different, but it just, you know, that's why we call Pam Anderson Open Borders Anderson.
Is that your nickname for her?
It is.
Mr. President, I have a couple more stories, and then I definitely like to see what our listeners are thankful for, our Patreon patriots, and see if they have some advice for you, a question for you. But first, I want to talk about one of our awesome sponsors, and that is FanDuel. Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs. Loss of the Knicks last night. Very sad. Because right now, new customers can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. That's right. So I put money on the Knicks. Not a good bet last night. How's your bets going? Are they still live or no?
Well, I'm going with Miami, obviously, because I'm strong in Florida and I don't like LeBron, so I'm betting against LeBron. But I just want to talk to my supporters out there. You do a $1,000 bet. If 50,000 of you do a $1,000 bet and win, that's $5 million. And that's exactly what I have to pay E.T. Carroll, go home. So if everybody would just do that and you bet a good bet and you win, she gets the FanDuel money and we help the sponsor and I don't have to pay a thing. So I think that's the way we should go.
That's the way to do it. FanDuel, great promotions every day, safe and secure app. You get paid instantly. It's the best sports betting app online. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sports book. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and get a no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Now a disclaimer, 21 and over in select states, first online real money wager, only $10 deposit required, refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full details at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Minnesota, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342. In Arizona, it's 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas City. 1-888-877-770 stop in Louisiana. gamblinghelplinema.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Visit www.mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York, 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming, or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia. Now back to the show.
I get so emotional when I hear about all the helpfulness out there in this country when they're trying to attack a president, but there's so many phone numbers and places to help strong citizens. It gets me very emotional and gives me, it's called hope, tech stuff. It's called hope.
Yes, I agree. This president wanted to ask you, there was a recent poll that went out to Americans and they don't think that Biden is mentally sharp enough for his second term. An overwhelming amount of people said this. You've said this before. You've given the nickname Sleepy Joe. I mean, how hard do you have to hammer this point into the American people?
I think I need to start calling him Senile Jim.
I like that name. Oh, I just canceled someone. Okay.
We don't do cancel culture. Please don't cancel.
No, we won't cancel anyone. Did you happen to check out any of the coronation with King Charles?
No, you know, I made a caught a minute. Like I was flipping channels, so I might have caught, you know, 2.5 hours of it. Not much.
Okay. Did you see that people were giving Charles the finger?
Let me tell you something. Speaking of finger, you know why Camilla Cornhole Bowles is so happy with him? Have you seen his fingers?
This guy, are they like sausages?
When he fingers a woman, it's like a crime against humanity. I mean, you ever see like a pepperoni in the supermarket, like hanger in a deli? He's got like five of those on his hand. It's like instead of Edward Scissorhands, it's Charles Girthy Sausage Drunk Kids Hands or something. So he's got pepperoni hands. It's quite disgusting. It's quite disgusting. But no, I barely watched. If we're keeping total track, maybe 3.5 hours. I barely any of it. You know, because they didn't invite me. Well, they didn't invite that. You know, Queen Elizabeth was a very strong supporter of mine, a very big fan. She said if she could have made me king, she would have made me king. And you know, I had her old husband murdered because I thought, well, if he's gone and she remarries me, then I can become president and king of England, which would probably make me the strongest person in the history of the world. And but then she was very upset. Like I tried to propose to her.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. I was trying to propose to her and she was, you know, with her accent, I could barely understand her and she's very short. And she was, oh, I miss Philip. Oh, I'm so sad. I go, well, this is a real buzzkill. I'm trying to propose to you to become king president. And you're just like whining and being sad. So we miss her. She was a great lady. And but she wanted me to be king instead of Paul. You know, who's king now? King Paul.
I was gonna ask you if you were going to call yourself King President or President King.
Well, it's America first, so we go President King, obviously.
Okay.
Esquire.
Or save the best Reverend. For last, King President.
No, we save the best for last, PhD. Trump, PhD.
Okay. Wanted to ask you one more thing, Mr. President, and then we'll take questions and what people are thankful for and just advice. WGA, the writer's strike, SNL had to cancel the Pete Davidson episode, 2 more episodes. People are saying AI can do what the writers can do. Have you seen any of these AI programs? And what are your thoughts on the writer's strike and AI taking over writers' jobs?
I'm very pro AI. Obviously, Trump AI is something very important. As Michael C., our great Australian, brought up a couple of months ago, and what I think is probably a front runner for an epi, was when he discussed, you know, AI's usage of the N-word, which I thought was a very powerful moment for our show and for history and for the future. But I will say what I think. First of all, I'm glad they canceled the Pete Davidson episode, because I will say this, you know, the guy does no impressions. He has no characters. So if there's no writers, what's he going to do? Stand there and, you know, have sex with a past or prime actress? I mean, okay. Now that I've convinced, now I'm basically writing a hit show. So that actually might work. I would actually tune into Saturday Night Live. It was like, see Pete Davidson have heroin sex with either a 20-year-old actress with no talent or a 50-year-old woman past her prime, you know. And I don't mean that in a Don Lemon way that would get me canceled.
Now, Mr. President, before we get to our questions from our listeners from Patreon Patriots, I want to talk about another great sponsor of ours, and that is Rocket Money. Are you wasting money on subscriptions? 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. Maybe for you, it's an unused Amazon Prime account or a Hulu account that never gets streamed. There's this great app, I use it, that helps me track all my expenses. Started using it at the end of last year, saved me a lot of money for the holidays. And because of it, I no longer waste money on subscriptions I don't even use. You might have heard of it. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend about $80 a month on subscriptions, when really they actually spend closer to $200 or more. That's right. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. There's this app I love using. It takes care of it all for me. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place and then cancels for you whatever you don't still want. It's very easy. You don't have to call anyone. No emails to send. Rocket Money takes care of it for you. They can even find subscriptions you don't even know you were paying for. Maybe you were being double charged for subscriptions. Maybe you signed up twice for something. To cancel subscription, all you have to do is just press cancel, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Seriously, it could save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Cancel your unnecessary subscription right now at rocketmoney.com/MPGA. Now back to the show.
You know, I actually used Rocket Money, and I didn't realize that I was paying for Escort of the Week since 1983.
And you canceled it?
I canceled the crap out of it. I went cancel, and some of those escorts probably were executed now that they weren't bringing money back to their person, but I mean, that must have been millions of dollars they saved me. So I strongly endorse Rocket Money. Thank you.
Some months of podcast of me just reading disclaimer ads.
I mean, that was, it's like I said, it's very hopeful. It Matt's brings Matt very strong
That's really
hope.
Funny.
It brings a lot of hope, because you realize how many people are out there that care and want to help. We need people like that.
I know. It's awesome. Someone new Patreon Patriot coming in the room. As president, I guess we're going to go start off always with our Patreon president, Alex's iPhone G. You are on with the president.
Good evening, President King, Dr. Trump, PhD, Esquire, sir. How are you?
Well, you know what? We're good. We're good that you're here, President iPhone G. You know, I can always depend on you. There's a lot of people we can't really depend on, but you we can depend on. So thank you for being here.
Well, sir, I wanted to just, you know, express my appreciation for your being a man of peace. I think on a day like this, when so much is in turmoil, it's important to remember how to peacefully protest. And, you know, I was interested more in developing that thought a little bit with comparison to former Prime Minister Imran Khan, of Pakistan was peacefully protested today in a courtroom. You were being treated unfairly in a courtroom. I just wondered if you saw a connection there.
I know. Obviously, Pakistan is not realizing that, you know, when you mess with Khan, you know, you get peace, but then you get the wrath of Khan. And we've been warned before, okay? We've been warned. When Khan gets angry, they've made movies about this. They've made movies, and they're obviously not paying attention to their history. I think Pakistan, if Khan gets out and gets angry, he's got nukes. And he might even put little worms in your ear. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie, but he's a tough guy. He's tough. But he's also weak because he got caught. So it's like a paradox. He's both weak and tough, whereas I'm tough and tough, and you don't mess with tough and tough. So obviously, you know, Pakistan needs to clean up what they're doing, and I support that. But I also don't like them too much because my friend Nathan Modi in India doesn't like them. So we'll see what happens with Pakistan, but you always have to be careful of, you know, when you give Khan nukes, you know, you got to be scared. You know, you just want to scream at the sky, Khan! So, hopefully that turns out okay. But I'm not really too familiar with Pakistan, to be honest. I mean, I know they're a country and they do things, but... you know, I just know that my friend Modi, who was a DJ, by the way, good DJ, not a fan.
Thank you, Alex's iPhone G. Appreciate the question. Is Michael C here to ask a question? I know he's on. Or is someone asking as a representative for him? I was very confused before.
Right. Yeah.
Is the question in the chat? You can read it to yourself in his voice. Let me see if it's in the chat. Yes, it's in the chat. Do you see it? Well, I can copy and paste it and send it to you.
I can't find the chat. You know, it's a very using it's these right. Tim Cook.
I'll send it.
Tim Apple is Apple devices. Who the hell knows what the hell's going on here? Where the hell's the chat
right now? I got you. The message should pop up now.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, okay. You know how much respect we have for Michael C. But now he's taking it too far. Everything's a two-parter. And everything's a devil's triangle with him. He wants me just taking a question in the front and taking a question in the back like I'm raging Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah. What's your reaction to Tucker Carlson bringing his show here back to Twitter and not Truth Social? Also, part two, Elon Musk has said, yeah, he will purge non-active users. Will you log in and tweet to preserve all the great tweets you have us over all these years? Yeah, so that's my question for me and Oscar the Kit. Well, to the first question, Tucker Carlson, we don't have the capacity. We could do it. Excuse me, we could do it. But we're not looking to make Truth Social. You know, I'm working on Truth Social TV. So Truth Social TV will be in the future. So I wouldn't want to do, like, how Facebook does little shows that they cancel. I don't like doing, if he wants to do a show on Twitter, that's okay. Because obviously, if we were doing shows on Truth Social, we would have approached him and he probably would have said yes and made a great thing. But we're looking, this is sort of an exclusive for this episode, but we're looking to start Truth Social TV. We're going to buy the Spice Channel and really pump. You're familiar with the Spice Channel?
I remember the.
We're going to unsquiggle the lines. We're investing very high money into like getting rid of the squiggly lines that really made the Spice Channel. I get emotional, you know, sort of nostalgic. We're going to get rid of the squiggly lines that made the Spice Channel. So you'd hear them. You'd hear great, great talk, great conversation, great dialogue, but it'd be squiggly lines. And I said, what if somebody just bought the Spice Channel, got rid of the squiggly lines, and then added you know, strong conservative white supremacist content. You know, like we, if we take the spice out of the Spice Channel and call it Truth Social Bland, and that's our TV. So audiogram this. And then anyway,
I gotcha.
On top of that, so we're not worried about Tucker doing a Twitter show. Okay, it's a fair question. And Michael C. always has strong questions. And his second question, Elon Musk has said he will purge non-active users. Will you log in? Oh, that is a great, okay. Maybe I was a little too nasty to Michael C. These are two strong questions, as we expect from Michael C. But we're just having fun. We're having fun with our great Australian ambassador. I've actually talked to Ethan Musk personally, and he has told me, yeah, bro, we're not going to cancel your account, okay? We're going to like keep your account going because you're like such a powerful person, and we don't believe in canceling powerful voices like yours. So you will stay, okay, bro? So that's what he said to me. He told me that personally. So I may check in and tweet, but I may just take him at his word and not tweet. But thank you, Michael C., for the strong question. We appreciate it. We appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
Mr. President, what do you think of Michael C. Doing a monthly rundown of the podcast on Patreon?
When you say a monthly rundown,
like at the end of the month, he just gives like a, I don't know, a little rundown of the podcast for the month and views on news, like, and I don't know, just like a,
like he's our public editor.
Yes, like he like summarizes the whole month and.
If Michael C. wanted to do that, I don't want to give him, you know, he's doing such great work for us in Australia. Mm-hmm. So that would be totally up to him. I wouldn't put any pressure on him. Okay. But if that interested him, I would say go for it. But if it didn't interest him, I would say no harm done.
Okay.
Continue being a very strong ambassador from New Zealand.
All right. Before we go to the next question, Mr. President, just want to plug the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. If you are a Patreon patriot, you can be live with us right now. But if you're not, you can still join three different levels, tons and tons of bonus content, movie reviews, special guests, bonus episodes, you name it, we got it. Hundreds of hours of bonus content. It's patreon.com/MPGA.
And if you use Patreon in the state of Wyoming, you can go to cowboyfucker.com for help on Patreon. And if you live in North Dakota, you can go to mountrushmoreisapieceofshit.org where they'll help you do Patreon. And then if you live in Florida and you want to do Patreon, but you have a problem, be sure to go to floridabathsaltspatreon.net where they'll send you various materials. Now back to the show.
What were the phone numbers?
1-800-BATH-6969. In Wyoming, it's 1-800-COW-6969. In Oregon, it's Antifa-69. And in Guam, it's Mike-693 for our great Guam correspondent.
That's hilarious. We're going to go with next question. Nick Wilson, you were on with the president. What are you thankful for?
Sir, Your Highness.
And can I ask, I actually have to, Nick, right, Nick, excuse me. It's great to see you. Great to have you here. Okay. But as you know, we need a kind of loyalty oath from you. And you've been a great contributor. You ask strong questions. You're a strong Patreon patriot. But as you know, Ron DeSuckass, he claims Florida, but he hails from Pittsburgh. He's a Pittsburgh area guy. And he uses that as sort of his, you know, steel country, blue collar. Are you prepared right now to disavow Ron DeSuckass?
Sir, I will be on the next plane to Florida, to that swamp dump, to peacefully protest the hell out of DeSuckass. You can count on me, sir.
We love that. We love that. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. See, and by the way, everybody else, that's the kind of what we're looking for with the strong support on this horrible day in American history.
Yeah. So first, what I'm thankful for, just I would have to say your honesty through everything. I think you're the most honest, probably human on earth. And just to show you how thankful, you mentioned in the FanDuel, I know the tech stuff guy, surprise, surprise, losing his Knicks bet. But I have a nice, strong future on the Los Angeles Lakers to win the NBA title. And I just wanted to let you know, if that happens, I'm sending every single dollar directly to your campaign fund, because I know you need it more than me.
I think, that's just a beautiful, you're setting the standard. We like that. You're setting the standard for what all Patreon patriots should be. So thank you. Thank you for that.
No problem. And just a quick question. I assume that, what's the lawyer that I forgot her name, Sydney,
Oh, the great Sidney Powell.
Sidney Powell, that's it. Yeah, I couldn't remember her name for a second. I was just wondering, I assume she's going to contest the verdict from today, and I was just wondering what type of courts we can look forward to seeing her. Thank you, sir.
Oh, sure. Well, right now, she told me she was going to an extension court. She said, she might have been mispronouncing it, but she said she's going to all the courts. She's going to an extension court. And she said it will help her very strongly deal with this. You should have seen her. You should have seen her after this game. First of all, she hates tacopina, or as we call them, tapioca, the sort of big Italian lawyer that I have. So I don't even know if tapioca is going to make it till tomorrow, because Sidney Powell seems so mad. I think she was going to go and take care of him. And that's how you know a good lawyer, when they're willing to murder your other lawyers. But yeah, she's at an extension court, she said. And then she said she was putting together a hearing at a pickleball court. And then and then she was going to watch some episodes of The People's Court tonight on streaming. And that she was going to be pretty prepared, I think, after that. So she's going to fight. She said she's willing to appeal this all the way up to a squash court if she has to. So
Shitface Rudy gonna get involved also?
He's doing more behind the scenes work. He has diarrhea coming out of his head, and that sort of hurt his legal practice recently. But we're just going to pray. I mean, I won't pray, but we're hoping other people who are strong Christians pray for Rudy, because he has a fat son and feces pouring out of his head. So he's, we can't really have him in court. Like, if he wants to do the research and some of the writing behind the scenes, we welcome that. But, you can't have a guy standing up in court with a, chubby son with poop coming out of his head and expect to win the case. So. We're fighting though. We're gonna fight. We're gonna fight like you'd never believe. Strong fighting with peace.
Thank you, sir, and good luck to Sydney at the squash court and all those other things.
Thank you very much. And you should have seen. I mean, at one time Sydney was actually saying she was going to a badminton court, and you should have seen Mike Pence come in and go, "Sir, I'll get the shuttlecock, sir." And it was disgusting, and we're glad that Trader Mike Pence is no longer with us. As part of our team, obviously, we would never hang a vice president, no matter how much of a traitor he was.
We're gonna go with Monica Milton. You are on with the president.
And don't think I didn't see Rachel Armstrong's eyebrows go up like, "But I've been waiting longer, sir." Oh, you're gonna wait a little longer because we're not sure that you're gonna give proper respect.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I just saw that Fox News played a clip of you mistaking E. Jean Carroll for your ex-wife during your deposition. And they kind of didn't know what to do with that. So I wondered what your reaction is to the fact that you, despite saying that she was not your type, mistook her for being your wife.
Well, I did, as you know, get divorced from Marsha Maples, so obviously she wasn't my type either. But I don't think you have the gotcha. You think you have a gotcha there. Monica Milton, Monica Milton, I realize who you are. You're the one in the comic book, but you're not the superhero. You're like the woman who dates the superhero's alter ego, and you walk around with your notepad going, "Sir, sir, I think I've got you, sir. I think I've got you. I'm a very strong reporter." No, actually you're not. You're actually a terrible reporter. Actually, you're a terrible reporter, if we're being honest. And although we respect you as a Patreon patriot, of course, but here's the thing. I once wrote a song a long time ago. Every other city we go, every other video, all I see is the same hoes. I'm shortening it a little bit. But all these women that I've been with so many women, okay? I can't even count. I mean, and I'm good with, very strong with numbers. I can't even count all the women I've been with. So when I see, "Oh, you look like Marsha May," I don't, who knows? Who knows? You're just another, I'm like Wilt Chamberlain, but more powerful and still alive, if we're talking how many women. So, okay, so I confused a nice picture, probably photoshopped, of E.T. Carroll. And I didn't make a mistake, but they probably did Photoshop or they did like something with it to make it look more appealing. But no, I didn't make a mistake. I didn't make a mistake. No, you're mistaken, actually.
Thank
Thank you, Monica Milton. We're going to try to go with our last question here.
And look at Meadow.
She get a second chance.
Have you seen Meadow? Look at Meadow. Just a picture. Always shows up with a picture.
No face. We're going to try this. Usually it takes two or three times, but I think tonight's one shot.
He's a pino. We're calling Meadow. Meadow's new nickname is Pino. Patreon in name only. And he doesn't bring the strong. So he's afraid to support us in this time of need. I see him. I wouldn't be surprised if at the next Patreon swearing in, other Patreon patriots start chanting, "Hang Meadow, hang Meadow," and they'll probably hang him with a metal hanger. How about that?
It's a possibility right there. He's laughing at what you're saying though in the chat. Well, we're going to go with, Rachel Armstrong, you have one strike tonight.
One small step for rudeness, one giant step for disrespect.
You're on with the president.
Mr. President, sir.
Ah, okay. See, you see that, people?
As I like to say.
Excuse me. No, excuse me. This is what people have to realize. We can respect women. We have great respect for women. But you have to put them in their place. And if you do that, then they'll bring proper respect to the chat. So thank you. Thank you for showing proper respect. We appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. But my question.
Hold on. A man just asked a question in the chat. Hold on. Yeah, Michael C., we did ask your question. Yeah. So you'll have to listen to the podcast on your own time. Yeah.
Rachel.
All right, Dan.
Any other men have questions before I let this one talk? Okay, continue speaking.
All right. On your great respect for women, I guess I'm a little confused about this.
Confusion is, it's understandable if you're confused. You have the smaller brain on women. It's okay. We accept you. We don't do cancel culture. We accept you here the way we accept all people and men.
And that's why I'm so thankful for you. That's why I'm so thankful for you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So I don't understand what this big deal is being made about Miss Carroll. You showed some dominance over women. All you have to do is pay $5 million some dollars in damages. That's nothing to you with your billions of dollars.
So, and thank you for pronouncing it correctly. Did you hear that?
Beans. Yeah, I heard it. Beans. Yeah, I heard it.
That's how you do it. She probably pronounced it billions before this strong podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So You know, you're not out much money. That's pocket change to you, the $5 million in damages. Again, you showed your dominance over women. So what's the big deal? This should be a good thing for you, right?
That's a great, you know, that's a, I got to say, I had low expectations for you, Rachel, because you usually come in here so nasty. But I think we finally had a breakthrough here. We finally had a breakthrough. You're right. You're right. I don't even know why. I don't even know why the hell I'm worried about this. This is going to be in all my campaign ads. All my campaign ads. It's going to be me, tall, and like they're going to make Eugene Kara look like Gollum from The Lord of the Rings. And it's going to be me standing there and going, like throwing digital, like I'll throw Bitcoins at her. I don't know how Bitcoins work, but I'll just take a big pile of Bitcoins and dump them on her head and then walk away very strong. And you'll just hear a crowd chanting my name, Mr. Trump, sir, Mr. Trump, sir. And you'll just see her like little digital, like the coins will bury her. And then I'll walk into the White House in the ad and they'll go, my name is Donald J. Trump and I approve this message. And I think I'm going to rise in the polls. I think I'm actually going to rise in the polls because of this. Oh, and I see Robbie Mills said, well, of course, I mean, romantic scene with Bobert. Of course, many romantic scenes. She's going to be one of our first people on Truth Social Bland when we repurpose the failing Spice Channel.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for asking the question. Thank you, Rachel. You for finally, you know, it took a while, a little longer than I was comfortable with, but, you know, it shows that patience is sometimes worth it because you came in here like you ever see Seabiscuit? Seabiscuit arrives like a very wild horse, and then they tame it and they break it, and it becomes a championship horse. And I like to think of you as my very friendly and very spirited Seabiscuit. So thank you.
No problem, Dad.
Strong respect for women. Always.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, look. Okay, Michael C. thinks it's going to be Michael C. for three questions.
She's your Seabiscuit.
Thank you.
Are we giving Michael C. a question here?
Yeah.
Well, Michael C.
his 19th okay, question
not,
of the day.
It's not your place to answer. Yeah. Okay.
Am I allowed to stop you?
I will say you may. But what happened to, we lost Phil from Oz. We lost your, are you guys sharing an Australian account?
He had to go to work too. This is during our work hours.
Australian, they work themselves to death over there. It's very sad in that heat. Okay, we'll ask you, we're willing to answer your question. Please ask your strong question.
Sorry. So Miles Taylor has...
Michael Seabiscuit.
Sorry. Yeah, Miles Taylor said... that tweeted to on Tuesday, I'll never forget an ex-Trump cabinet minister telling me he is truly the most evil person I have ever met. We cannot make this mistake again. But he didn't identify who it was. So what's your reaction to this? And who do you think it was who said that?
Well, Miles, what's his name? Miles Taylor. Taylor. All right. Not the strong actor, but the weak cock. Who was in my, a low-level loser. Anonymous. He was anonymous. He was the one who wrote the op-ed that was a total disgrace. Oh, Rachel Armstrong just left. Oh, look at that. Turns out she is disrespectful. Anyway, I know who it was. I can tell you who it was. If I had to guess... but very strongly with strong certainty. I would say that it's either John Kelly, fake tough guy Marine, John Kelly, or formerly fat Mike Pompeo. It's one of those two. FFMP or FTJK. Fake tough John Kelly or formerly Fat Mike Pompeo. Those are the two guys who, you know, those are the two I'd bet. So it's between those two. I have to narrow it down to two. I can't tell you which one yet, but I know it was one of those two. That I'm certain of.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael C. Thank you to all the Patreon patriots who joined us last minute tonight. And Mr. President, thanks for a special treat for them. Everyone check out FanDuel, check out Rocket Money, and check out our Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. Follow me on social media at JNog and check out goodyshow.com. And Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Thank you. And if you have problems with podcasts and you live in Korea, please go to 1-800-KOREA-PODCAST. And if you have issues with earbuds and you live in Saskatchewan, go to Canadian Earbuds, 1-800-CANADIAN-EARBUDS. Hey, everybody, it's JL. Thank you for being here. Thank you, all of our esteemed Patreon guests, for joining for the live surprise live show. Nothing much to report from me. Just go to my website. I have another podcast and another Patreon. My second special, which is going to be my first special, will be available there in June. And then my first special, which is over a year and a half in the making, is being finalized with somebody. That should be, you know, anywhere between a week or sometime after my death. That we should know where that is. So look forward to that, everybody. So thank you for listening as always. If you haven't, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, and God help us all.
Today's episode of Making Podcasts Great Again is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of CLNS Media Network.